Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, everybody. Hope you are having a great morning so far. Thanks for joining me. Sheila Costigan will be with us. We have Marcia Dahl with us for the entire second hour. Tim Linnefelt will be with us with the Linnefelt Sports Report. And, of course, our own Hannah Keating will have events in a minute. So stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done. Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Protect your homes, family, and businesses with security and storm protection window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. We have over 18 years experience in protecting against Mother Nature. Our security film is resistant to strong winds and broken glass. It also provides an invisible barrier to smash and grab thieves and intruders.
Protect your family with the best from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive. Call 656-8800. Mention this ad and say, save 10% off your purchase.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. This portion of our show is brought to you by Tommy T's in Midtown. I keep telling you folks, now, some of you have done this, and I want to commend you for it. I want to buy you lunch or breakfast or dinner. You can have your choice. But when you go to Tommy T's and mention you've heard about them on our show here, then they're going to give you a gift card. And it's good for any meal, any entree and sides and beverage there at Up and Smoke. Or you can go to Canopy Road Cafe, either one. It's courtesy of your friends here at Tallahassee Talks. And all because Tommy T's is one of the best automotive shops in town. Auto service is their game, and Steve and John have done such a fabulous job over the years. Yes, they are known for their quick oil change capabilities. One of the best prices you'll see, $22.50 plus parts. Man, that's hard to beat. But their touch, their thoroughness, their personal service is remarkable, and so that's what I like, is that, man, they have my back on stuff, and they're able mechanics, so they've done all kinds of work for me. Shocks and, air conditioning and tune-ups, all kinds of neat stuff. So Tommy T's in Midtown, they help us keep the lights on over here, and I want you to go and tell them that you heard them here on our beautiful show. We have Marcia Dahl coming in the second hour. Folks, you really need to stay tuned for this. What an amazing lady she is. Tallahassee's very own. She grew up in Perry and then graduated from Florida State. And went on to create Marcia Dahl Models and works largely in New York, but continues to call Tallahassee her home. Has a lot to share with us about her experiences there and here and in life, so you'll enjoy that. And let's see what else is going on around. Well, we got I mentioned Sheila Costigan. Sheila, for her part, man, she is a fire plug. She just keeps going and working hard to make sure that all of our school kids are better prepared and cared for and provided for, and particularly the teachers that we employ to help educate them. So this little thing called Foundation for Leon County Schools, it started back in 1989. She's going to tell us about their work and an upcoming event that they've got going on the 12th, the Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes, and that's on the 12th. over there at Tallahassee Museum. It goes from 9 to 12. So we'll learn about that. And you know what? We've had an opportunity in the last couple of weeks to have conversations with people like Simon Anderson. So in the weeks ahead, Simon Anderson will be joining us. Met Simon here on the show, I guess, about a year ago, Carl, wasn't it? A year and a half ago. He is a futurist, so I had a conversation with him recently, and I want to get him back on the show to tell you more about what he's seeing. He is a futurist, and that means that he sees to the future, toward the future, with a view on the trending going on in technologies especially. But you know what? In all of the flag waving and cheering that we hear from so many parts of our community about where Tallahassee is headed and such, well, Simon's got a point of view that you need to hear about, because he's really concerned that we're missing the point on a lot of these key issues that have to do with trends in education, how technology is impacting not only education, but employment opportunities, and what Tallahassee can do, if it wants to take advantage of some of that trending. Even something like 3D printing, where Tallahassee could become one of those hubs. It may be too late at this point. I don't know. We'll find out from Simon. But that that could be a real center for 3D printing and the all that's related to that, the manufacture of those machines, the software that drives them. It's a happening thing. But are we looking in that direction, I guess, is the question. And that's the question Simon Anderson is asking. And I'll tell you from my point of view, and what do I know, but I was at the Taltech Alliance lunch last month, and we have this young man who's there talking about his work developing software for Google Glasses, right? So Google Glass is a wearable device, so-called. And like other wearable devices, you know, it has certain apps that it uses to provide you enhancement and functionality. So these two guys got together and they developed this app that would allow you to see through your glass, your Google Glasses, where certain items are located inside of the grocery store that you happen to be visiting. Well, that's a neat idea. So wait a minute. So you've spent all of this time and effort developing this app for a device that has found itself to be in real hot water, or unwelcome at least, with some pretty heavy hitters. Be like Walmart, the Macy's, you know, that don't want you wearing those things in their stores. I mean, so it may seem sort of offbeat for me to bring that to your attention, but I think that that sort of characterizes where oftentimes we become enamored with a topic because we're less informed than we ought to be before we start flapping our gums about something. We run off into thinking, oh, this is just great stuff. I think that's true in a lot of ways with our beloved Tallahassee. I think that we've seen a lot of accomplishment. We've seen a lot of things generated economically to our good. But are we more than a company town, as some have said? Are we more than a university? Are we more than a state capital? Is there something here among us that is in all of us that defines better who we are culturally? And I get at that just by getting the chance to talk with some of the people that are helping us find our voice or our sound. People like Sarah Mack or Drew Tillman that have been on the show repeatedly, or a band like Houston D's or somebody like that, that musically is helping us find our way. Or what about those people like Vincent Hunt who are helping us find our way, I would say, intellectually or academically? We are, in that way, I think, faced with the challenge of becoming more, and not just more of the same, but doing something more in the way that we've not done it before. That's my soapbox message for you this morning. We've got Hannah Keating standing by with very important information. And so she's going to bring us events in a minute. Hannah?
Thank you, Brian. No matter what religion you are involved in, the entire community is invited to join Temple Israel on Sunday, April 6th for the Tallahassee Jewish Food Festival. The event is from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and is filled with delicious foods, crafts, artisans, and fun for the entire family. In addition to the Jewish Food Festival, the FSU Master Craftsman Studio will be offering a fused glass workshop. The class will focus on developing and refining skills for making powders and sheet glass. Come out at a time that is convenient for you and sharpen up your glass skills. This Friday, the Civic Center will be hosting the Gala of the Royal Horses at 7:30 p.m. The show will also include flamenco music and dancers. Tickets begin at $35 depending on your seat choice. Finally, the ladies of Kappa Delta Sorority at Florida State University are hosting the Color Me KD 5K. Registration begins at 9 a.m. at Tom Brown Park, with the race beginning at 10. Come get some exercise while being splattered with paint throughout the course. The cost is $20 for individual runners, with all benefits going to Prevent Child Abuse America. For general information regarding these events, be sure to check out the community page on the Tallahassee Talks website. With your events in a minute, I'm Hannah Keating.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Folks, we are blessed to have in studio Sheila Costigan, who is the executive director for Foundation for Leon County Schools. How are you, Ms. Costigan?
I'm well. Thank you, Brian, for having me.
We are so glad you're back. It's been a whole year, and we've missed you. But you're back and telling us about this next opportunity to help our kids called something called Stomping Out Diabetes Type 2. Type 2 diabetes, right?
Right.
So we're stomping. Let's all stomp together. And this happens, it's a fundraiser, isn't it?
Yes,
so
it is.
It's a fundraiser coming up on the 12th, and it runs from 9 to 12, so that's a week from today. And here we are on this beautiful Saturday with Sheila Costigan talking about what this foundation does and this particular event and its purpose. Where does the foundation itself have its roots? How did that all get started?
Well, we were created in 1989. We've been around for a while. And a group of businessmen and women got together in Tallahassee and decided that they wanted to become a direct support group to our public schools. And they formed a 501 and put their brains and brawn together and have created a sustainable agency for these last, almost 30 years.
Yeah, it's amazing. In that regard, you've been with the organization that entire time, or
no? I'm starting my fifth year as director.
Okay.
I was a public school teacher. Remember, we were talking about public speaking. I taught public speaking at Leon High School for 20 years. Then I sat on the school board for 6 years, and now
do your students still see you at Publix and say, "Hello, Ms. Costigan"?
They do. And the neat thing about that is they're starting to give back now to the to the public schools that
gave
them a
great... So they make you stand and let them give you a speech while they, look
over the spare ribs in Publix, yeah.
But you bring to this job, it seems to me, a bit of spark. You're a sparky individual, I would say. Somebody who brings a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm for those around you, I guess, who really put this particular event happens every year, and its focus again is to raise money, especially for this idea of stomping out type 2 diabetes among kids. Right.
Well, right.
Did I say that?
You did say
correctly?
That. Exactly. Okay. Right. Our board of directors, composed of 26 men and women, business leaders and community leaders who support public schools, understand the urgency that we have right now with the childhood obesity epidemic, which is directly related to type 2 diabetes. We have kindergarten children entering school who have already been diagnosed with this chronic ailment because of lack of proper nutrition and physical movement.
You know what drives me crazy? And it has for generations, for years. I can't say generations. I'm still within my own generation. Isn't that how that works?
That's how that works.
Okay, so for a long time, and my wife and I have raised four of our own who are now all adults and who are in relatively good health. My wife trained as a child developmentalist and nutritionist and such, and had some background there. And you'd go to the grocery store and you'd see a mom giving her young child, and I mean sometimes not even walking yet, sucking on a bottle of soda. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not a very bright person, but that looks really stupid.
It is.
And now the research is that not only diabetes, but cancer, largely contributed to by the fact that we've removed from our diets all of the foods and such that contain the antioxidants we need, and we've increased our consumption of sugar. I don't get this.
You know, in the past 30 years, we have... I don't even know the word, quadrupled our consumption of sugar. It's in every packaged good. It's hard to find something on the shelf
that
if you're buying a package that doesn't have sugar in it. And everyone blames our fast-paced generation, that families don't cook anymore. And that's true. Families, and it's hard to compete with the inexpensive foods that are offered
that's
by
true.
Fast foods.
That's
and
true.
In fact, I saw a grandmother. This is the saddest story. I forget where I was at a department store of some sort, and she had her four grandchildren with her, and their treat for the day was they were going to be able to go to McDonald's and buy three $1 items from McDonald's. That was their treat for being good or whatever the incentive was. But I'm thinking, well, what are they going to buy for a buck? Well, they're going to buy nothing but garbage. And, you know, she could have used that $3. They could have gone and bought healthy snacks and gone to Cascades Park and walk around, you know, with a bag of fruit from the local market or, you know, a smoothie,
Is this your passion that as an educator you got into teaching because you really love kids?
I do. I love kids, and I believe in public education. You know, it's never failed. And what's happening now is a travesty, as you know, keeping up with some of the legislative mandates with charter schools and what we're doing. And we refuse to pay. We're 49th in per capita spending and per student in the state. And so it's how fortunate we are to live in a community that has businessmen and women who care and support, put their money where their mouths are, but they put muscle behind the events that we do. And the wellness programs are not funded by tax dollars. So while we have this chronic disease running rampant with 12,000 of our kids at risk for developing this disease because they're on free and reduced lunches, you know, we know that. So these businessmen and women have said, let's raise dollars to help with wellness programs. And that's what we've been doing for the past, this is our fifth year. We've amassed about $60,000 to fund wellness programs, and we're making a difference.
It's called Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes. It happens a week from today, April 12th, that's next Saturday, at the Tallahassee Museum between 9 and noon. So here's what happens. You go out, you have a great morning, you participate in some of the fun activities. They got a bevy of neat sponsors who will be out there. You're going to have some free food and stuff. And what's going on?
Yeah. Tropical Smoothie Cafe for who completes the Family Fun Stomp, we call it,
which is just
a really nice stroll through the Tallahassee Museum.
How fun.
There'll be some reduced prices for the tree-to-tree adventure they have out there.
Yeah.
We'll have exhibits. We'll have little fitness stations set up by Premier Health and Fitness throughout. TMH will be there giving free, and the Diabetes Center's free wellness screenings, and that's why we really want people to come to get
Very
a handle
cool.
on you know, what's happening with their families. And like you say, it's a perfect opportunity. What a great place to be.
It's a great place.
On a Saturday morning.
Talking with Sheila Costigan, Director of Foundation for Leon County Schools, and this upcoming event, Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes, a fundraiser for the foundation. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a beautiful Saturday morning. Stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. What's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
And we're talking with Sheila Costigan, the lovely, the energetic, the buoyant, the effervescent, director of Foundation for Leon County Schools, an organization for its 30 years has been devoted to helping us educate our kids by raising money, raising awareness, not putting more burden back on the public trust, the tax dollars. This is effort that is private in nature. You're a nonprofit organization, right? So they get out there throughout the year to try to help us all do better at caring for and educating our children. Gee, what a terrible idea. And this little thing they call Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes, it's coming up a week from today out there at Tallahassee Museum. Sounds like a lot of fun. You go and stomp around in Tallahassee Museum, and then you get to have some goodies from Tropical Smoothie. And I was there last year. There was a lot of folks that came out for this thing.
Yeah, I remember seeing you, and remember,
you were in a hurry.
It was horrible weather.
The greatest weather.
Yeah, we had horrible weather, which is one of the reasons we moved from our February. For 4 years, we've held it in February. This year, we partnered with Tallahassee Museum to do it in April. Better weather, and hopefully, more people will come out. You know, that's the beauty, again, of living in this community.
Yeah.
So many of us nonprofits get together, you know, put our resources together so that we can get the biggest bang for the buck for these families. Free admission. Now, that's a good incentive to come out.
Well, it is free admission. And, you know, the fact that the foundation is not simply about one event. You guys are out there 365 so that a lot of the other things you do may not be as well known to the public or not as visible. Tell us about that. What do you guys do when the festival or when this particular event is passed?
We raise dollars for our teacher mini grant program, and we have a fundraiser every October called the Friends of the Foundation Soiree, and we raise money to receive our matching grant that we get from the Consortium of Florida Education Foundations. And that's what makes us different from PTOs and other boosters. Our state draw this year was $54,000. So we raised the $54,000 to match it. And you can do the math, $108,000 then goes back into our schools. That's what makes us so different. And we give dollars out to teachers for professional development, for all kinds of STEM grants from our science and technology and engineering and arts and math programs. We are a direct support group for other organizations who don't want to become a 501, but they want to give back to the schools. We have about six different groups under us, and we help them with their fiscal management.
So you're providing for them a kind of overseership, a kind of mentorship, I guess. Right?
Correct. Like Whole Child Leon, for example. Huh. We're their fiscal agent. They fall under us. And, of course, our mission statements are just lockstep. They take care of prenatal all the way to five-year-olds, and then we pick up the ball and do the pre-K to graduation. And that's what we do. We fund a lot of dropout prevention programs.
Right.
Like I said, professional development for our teachers. And we're very proud of the fact that we also cooperate with other agencies, nonprofits, and municipal agencies to receive grants.
Yeah.
And through those grants, we're able to fund more teacher projects.
When I was a kid, and I'm a product of public education, you had the PTA, right?
Right.
Do PTAs still exist?
They do.
Oh, okay.
They do, and we don't want to, we have a need for them.
You don't compete with them.
Exactly. Those people are fabulous. They are in every school, and they do direct support for that particular school.
I see.
So you would belong to your kid's former.
So the foundation here is district-wide, we'd say, right?
Correct.
It really touches all of Leon County schools in its effort to be of support, not just fiscally, not just financially, but in terms of some of these advisory capacities that you're talking about.
That's right.
So you sit down with Jackie Pons every week and say, now look, Jackie, there's some things you've just got to get right. I mean, do you like have him speed dialed in, or how does that work?
Well, God,
is he calling you for advice?
Another blessing. No, actually, the superintendent does a really good job on his own.
I think he's a pretty smart guy.
He does sit on our board, however, and he and his assistant superintendent, Barbara Wills, and so does the board chair this year, Forrest Van Camp. They sit on our advisory board and attend our meetings, and through that communication once a month, and for me, a lot more often, as you say, with Jackie particularly, and with Barbara, Dr. Wills, we plan together what we're going to fund. Mm. We do events together. We do talk shows together and sit on other boards together so that we have a keen understanding of the needs of this district. As I say, we are a direct support.
So if you weren't there, if the foundation went away, what would happen?
Well, they would... we are about a $675,000 pot of gold that eventually gets into the school. Yeah, and so teachers would have fewer dollars in their classroom for their projects. Mm. And these are projects that just enhance the quality that we have. We're so lucky we live in the top 10 performing school districts in the state.
Really?
And I think one of those reasons is the way we treat our teachers. They're underpaid, they're overworked, but we have a foundation that believes in them, a school district that works with us to help raise those dollars.
So if I'm teaching biology at a high school in Leon County and I want to take my kids on a field trip or I want to engage them in some kind of project, right? Do I submit that idea to the foundation and say, hey, I need funding? Or are you already aware of me and what I'm trying to do? How does that work?
We have an annual all call to all of our teachers, and they vie for the pot of gold that we have.
I see.
And so we distribute those dollars equitably, and they apply for mini grants. Those grants are given and evaluated through the business community so that we get the best rate of return on our investment.
Talking with Sheila Costigan here on this Saturday morning. She is the director... I guess, are you the executive director? Is that the proper
title? Yeah, why did they say executive director?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It'd be like
director.
An associate director. Well, it could be an associate director.
I'm all the director.
You're the all director of Foundation for Leon County Schools, starting back in 1989, although, let's see, you were only, 10 years old then. So,
right.
Yeah. So, in fact, Sheila, for her part, has helped provide some leadership and organize this particular organization in a direction that is directly tied to the welfare of our school kids, seems to have a really sort of tumultuous relationship with the superintendent. I don't quite understand that, but we're going to dig into that, folks. We'll find out the real truth. What's going on behind the scenes there? Apparently, these two just can't get along very well. But in fact, you can help out and you can have some fun doing it. They have this event coming up, Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes. It is epidemic. And while there's a lot of fun involved with the event, it happens next Saturday from 9 to noon out there at Tallahassee Museum. It's a serious topic. We're looking at an epidemic of obesity in school-aged children and even younger. And my mother was a big nutritionist, and one of her favorite people was a woman named Adele Davis. Adele Davis wrote back in the late 50s and 60s then about dietary concerns and how you can eat well and live well. I remember her being interviewed on one occasion when she was asked, what is the one food that is the most injurious to our health? And without missing a beat, she said, soda. I mean, when you're drinking, you know, soda, you're drinking sugar, and you're poisoning yourself. And you do that for a long enough period of time, you're going to pay for it.
You're going to pay for it, and your teeth are going to pay for it. Yep. And that's the sad part, too. We have, you know, Hotel Leon is working on getting some dental screenings now in our elementary schools, and in fact are going in our piloting programs in five of our schools. Mm-hmm. Again, directly related to those sugary beverages. We have the foundation is sponsoring an affiliation with the Childhood Obesity Prevention and Education Organization here in town, a consortium of wellness providers here in Leon County. Again, once again, we're so lucky to receive this grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield. All of us are working together. To the tune of about $1 million has been spent in this community in the past 5 years.
So we're talking with Sheila Costigan here, the foundation for Leon County Schools and their upcoming event, Stomping Out Type 2 Diabetes, comes up April 12th from 9 to noon at the Tallahassee Museum. Ms. Costigan, so good to see you again.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being
our
guest.
And for doing what you do for this community. Thank you.
Well, we're trying. I appreciate the encouragement. Folks, stay with us. Coming up after the top of the hour, we've got ABC News, and we'll be back with more of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Time now for the Linnefelt Sports Report, our very own Tim Linnefelt, Tallahassee Talks contributor and editor of Osceola Magazine. Mr. Linnefelt brings us this fine report brought to you by Up and Smoke Restaurant over there on Tennessee and Gadsden. How are you, Mr. Linnefelt?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
You are looking well, sir.
Thank you.
We've got lots to talk about with the spring game coming up next Saturday.
Yeah.
Florida State football. Let's start with football. So O'Leary, what?
Yeah, that's kind of...
Jimbo seemed rather ticked about this whole thing. This is the second motorcycle crash for
this.
And isn't he like the grandson of... who is it?
Jack Nicklaus, the golfer. That's right.
Yeah, this is one of Carl's favorite players. Did you hear about this, Carl? Yeah, he's crashed his motorcycle. And they're asking Jimbo about it. He's like... Yeah, what do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, man. He's skinned from head to toe.
Yeah, that was about how it went.
Ugly.
You kind of got the sense that he didn't want to be angry about it. I felt like he kept on wanting to say, you know, kids will be kids sort of thing. But no, you could tell just by his demeanor that he wasn't thrilled about it.
Bad word was going through his mind.
I don't necessarily blame him. I mean, when the rumors kind of surfaced on, I guess it was Tuesday, and your first thought, of course, is that it's an April Fool's prank,
right.
And then you know it keeps on persisting. So, maybe it's not an April Fool's prank, and then you know you start to hear from people who would know. They said no, there actually is something to this, and then your second thought is, man, really? You know, I don't know. You don't want to presume to know much about these guys or what they're doing, but at the same time, it's just I don't know. Personally, the risk reward of the motorcycle thing to me is always been a little dicey, and then coupled that with the fact that if you're a guy like Nick O'Leary who stands to have what I consider to be a chance to be a long and successful career in the NFL, depending upon your body being in proper working order,
What are you doing?
Man, I don't know. Just drive around in an F-150 for a few months or something, you know?
I think General's already arranged for that. I think we'll a Hummer or something.
We'll see, here. Man. Well, and you know, it's interesting is there have been instances in the NFL where some teams have written into contracts that you guys, you know, you can't ride a motorcycle or you can't play, you know, this sport in
not
the offseason.
Not for $3 million.
Well, that's exactly
contract,
right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, you can do it, but we're not going to pay you, you know, to get hurt, you know, doing non-football stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is pretty interesting. But, you know, at the end of the day, and Jimbo said this, and I do believe him, that, you know, he's relieved that
yep.
Nick's fine.
Yep.
You know, that he's not seriously injured, because he certainly could have been.
Yeah.
And they said, aside from being skinned from head to toe, as he so eloquently put it, and a bruised, swollen ankle, he should be just fine.
We should be saying, well, thank God that it wasn't worse.
But
nonetheless, so Florida State football, the spring game, your early observations. Did you see the scrimmage the other day?
A little bit. We don't get to watch much. We get to watch the first 15, 20 minutes, which usually pertends stretching and not a whole lot else from that. But I can tell you just, you know, from kind of seeing Jimbo's reaction,
backstage,
the players' reaction, that they – weren't really over the moon with how things went, you know, on Monday at the first scrimmage.
And, still knocking the rust off.
Well, I think that's part of it. And, you know, there's a lot of familiar faces, but there are a lot of new guys, especially on defense, that are kind of having to, you know, either play significant roles for the first time or are having their previous roles kind of amped up because, you know, a senior is gone or a junior is gone. So some guys are kind of stepping into new roles, feeling things out a little bit. But, you know, I remember last spring when we were kind of walking around and Terrence Brooks, who was a senior safety, who's now going to be drafted next month in the NFL, he was sort of standing on the sideline and one or two of us in the media asked him how things were going and they were learning a new defense. And he said, man, it's really, really hard. And then he sort of paused and he said, but when we get it, it's going to be really good. And and then, of course, they got it and it was really good. So that's kind of my attitude toward the spring camp is, you know, they're not a well-polished, well-oiled machine in March, but they got plenty of time to get it right, and I think this group of coaches and this group of players, most of them, have a track record of, you know, ironing out the kinks. So, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned. And Jimbo, you know, I say he wasn't happy on Monday. That doesn't mean that he was surprised. He said, you know, he said multiple times it was a typical first spring. He didn't see anything that caught him, you know, off guard, but yeah. You know, you're a perfectionist. You wish it was better.
Well, and I would imagine, too, when you've had the kind of success that they've enjoyed of late, you know, and you've been riding that, and you come back to ground level, and you go, that's right, we have to start again.
Which I wonder, in a way, is if you're a coach, maybe, you know, secretly when you walk out the practice field, you're maybe pumping your fist a little bit, saying, you know, this may be – you know, they say it's always harder to stay on top of the mountain than it is to get there. And you know, maybe a reality check for some of the, you know, these guys on this year's team is in order, because they certainly are talented enough to duplicate their success from last season. But, you know, it's the drive, it's the hunger, you know, it's the staying, you know, all these cliches, the fire that you need to get there. You know, it's hard to keep that going once you've already gotten it.
One of the friends of our show is a young man named Ernie Sims.
Yeah.
Playing for Dallas and, of course, a celebrated outside linebacker, graduate of Florida State University, and then played for Detroit, and then what?
Detroit, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, and of course the North Florida Christian Eagles.
Hey.
Ernie won't remember me, but he was a year ahead of me.
Not to mention. And in that regard, he and I talked the other day, he's going to be in town for the spring game. In fact, we're doing a little tailgate party. We're going to have Tallahassee Talks out at the SS Performance Group that Saturday morning starting about 9 o'clock. And then we got your friends up in Smoke, Pit Barbecue. David and his crew are going to be out there with free food.
Hey.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
There you go.
So we got our own little tailgate party going on over there at SS Performance Group with a young man whose name happens to be Jameis Winston.
Hmm. Yeah, it's hard to say exactly, you know, what he's going to do both this season and going forward. All we can kind of do is look at his body of work. You know,
including baseball.
Sure, exactly. And, you know, you say, you know, a guy's not supposed to, you know, make the jump to the NFL and be super successful, you know, right off the bat as a quarterback. Well, you know, a guy is not supposed to come in as a redshirt freshman have the kind of season he did and win the Heisman Trophy and the national title. So, you know, he's kind of made a habit of breaking through, you know, the typical expectations for somebody in his position. But, you know, man, I'm really kind of intrigued to see, you know, what he does this season. Mm-hmm. I was kind of talking to a buddy of mine and sort of asking the same thing. And I said, you know, he could have a less good season than he did last year and still be really, really, really good. You know, I mean, that's how great that season was. Uh-huh. You know, and you know, you're losing Kenny Shaw, you're losing Kelvin Benjamin, your top receivers. Some of those new receivers are going to have to kind of step up and fill the void left by those guys. And that was one thing that Jimbo mentioned the other day. They have a slew of young wide receivers, and sounds like so far none of them are being too quick to seize the opportunity. Wow. So he wants to see some more out of them. But I also think that maybe Jameis has a habit of making some of those receivers, you know, elevating those guys a little bit just by the way that he plays. So they got that going for him.
The Linnefelt Sports Report, one of the regular features here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, our very own Tim Linnefelt, editor of Osceola Magazine. By the way, if you haven't gotten your championship edition of Osceola Magazine, it's available online. Go to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com, and look for Osceola there, and you can purchase it right there. Isn't that cool, Tim?
That's the miracle of modern technology.
And we have to say, Tim's role in that was substantial, and what a great little publication. And Tim, thank you for your contribution here.
Oh, sure.
The Linnefelt Sports Report, brought to you by Up in Smoke. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back right after this.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.
I'm Emily Brown with this week's IMAX UMAX update. The Leaping Lemurs have landed in downtown Tallahassee. The latest documentary, produced by Warner Brothers and IMAX to hit theaters, is Island of Lemurs Madagascar 3D. This film is now playing at the Challenger IMAX. Narrated by Morgan Freeman, it tells the history of some of nature's oldest primates, exposes lemurs' lovable personalities, and reveals what humans can do to keep them from going extinct on the remote island of Madagascar. Also new to the Challenger IMAX is 300 Rise of an Empire. This film is in the breathtaking visual style of the blockbuster 300. The new chapter of the epic saga takes action to a whole new battlefield, the sea. For 300 Rise of an Empire and Island of Lemurs Madagascar movie showtimes and descriptions, visit ChallengerTLH.com. With IMAX UMAX, I'm Emily Brown.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. On a Saturday morning, we have with us Marcia Dahl. What a name. I love that name, Marcia Dahl, who, for her part, professionally speaking, has been in the business of, would it be fair to say, curating those who aspire to careers in modeling. And so Marcia Dahl Models, is that the proper name of the business?
That is, Marcia Dahl Models and Promotions, Inc. And Dahl is my true name. It's my real name. It's not a stage name. And people think, wow, Marcia Dahl, really? And you are in a modeling agency and you have a bunch of dolls? I'm like, absolutely.
I think you're a doll. I think you're adorable.
Oh, thank you, Brian. You too.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's our show.
I'm recruiting you. We're out of here now.
We're done now. So Marcia Dahl, for her part, has contributed sizably to the careers of many. And you've been in and around the Tallahassee area for a while. You've seen us go from this tiny, sleepy little southern town to a less sleepy, tiny southern town.
Yes, I have, Brian. We're trying to find
ourselves. It seems that's the theme these days. And for your involvement with these folks that you represent, you are helping them find their way, it seems to me. Marcia Dahl Models, how did that all get going? Is this something you wanted to do when you were a little kid?
Absolutely. You better believe it.
Really?
Just like every other little, you know, girl that's 9, 10, 11, 12 years old reading the old, I believe it was Teen magazine. And in the back, you would see, you know, be a model, look like a model. So, you know, I was always fascinated by that. I'm from small town America, believe it or not. I am from the big city of Perry, Florida, 50 miles south of here. And yeah, I dreamed of that. And my family's in the clothing business. Oh. My grandfather came from Lithuania and to New York City and ended up buying a store in Perry, Florida, made his way down the coast and stopped in Savannah, Georgia, and St. Augustine. There were some stores for sale. And I believe our original store was the dime store. And my grandfather bought it in 1924.
My goodness.
And it was a clothing store. They turned it into a big clothing store. You know, it was your men's, women, you know, every day, work clothes.
What was the name of the store?
It was, let's see, 89 years later, I am the owner. I'm the last survivor of my family.
It's still in existence.
Absolutely. It's called the Fair Store. It's across the street from the courthouse in downtown Perry. And my husband, my father passed away at 87, 2 years ago. He was born the year my grandfather opened the store, and my father was in that store until 2 years ago when he passed away, and my son, my husband is now carrying on their tradition. I mean, we don't know what to do with the store. It's a great store, and here we are, and it's
amazing.
But that's how I got into modeling, too, is I was a buyer when I was 14 years old. My mother would take me to Atlanta, to the Mart, and to New York, and to Dallas, and I would buy for the 14 to 15, 16, 17-year-old age range. I mean, who knew better what the girls wanted to wear than me? And I love fashion, of course. And, you know, I got a taste of my mother made sure that I, you know, was poised and confident and a Southern lady. And she would take me, and I was just so intrigued. I couldn't believe we would be on the plane on Eastern Airlines and taking pictures, because back in that day, everybody dressed up to fly.
Yeah.
I mean, you really decked
out. Right.
To get on a plane.
You wore a suit.
Oh, absolutely.
Tie. Yeah.
And so, you know, we would go to the Marts, and I would be on the plane, and she would say, okay, this is the amount of money you can spend. Here's a little book of all the manufacturers. You can pick up 2 to 3 new ones and have a good time. And we would get there in Atlanta at the Mart, and I'd go my way, and she would go her way. And, boy, I felt so important. Can you imagine a girl from Perry, 14 years old, and mama's let me do this? It was awesome. Wow. And then somebody saw me in the Mart one day and said, oh, my God, you're tall, you're skinny. Could you model for us? Our model didn't show up. I'm like, are you kidding? Of course. So I started modeling with this company, and they were based out of Dallas. And that was just, I mean, Brian, my story goes on, and you'd have to have about 10 hours of me to get, you know, everything that happened and evolved from there. But that really got me hooked.
So you went from being a model then to, and I take it you were modeling consistently.
6 times a year at the Mart, you know, for the shows, Fall, Spring,
Winter.
I went to Florida State. I started college in 1977. And I met this guy at my apartment complex that I was living in. He was modeling for this local lady. And he's like, you know, you modeled in Atlanta. You know, are you really interested in it? I'm like, of course. But, you know, it's Tallahassee. What am I really going to do? I'm not really that beautiful. I'm cute, but I'm not like super high fashion, ready to hit the runways of New York City. And he convinced me to come in and meet this lady. Her name was Eileen Mitchell. She used to be on WCTV.
I remember.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And Eileen had an agency. She was based out of Valdosta, Georgia. She had an agency in Valdosta, and she had one in Tallahassee. And so I went and met with Eileen, and she watched me strut the runway. And she says, oh, my goodness, I have to have you teach classes for me. Are you interested? I was like, oh, my God. Now I'm from Perry. I'm at Florida State. I'm just like, oh, this is just
Too much.
So I started teaching for Eileen, and wow, what a mentor for me. You have no idea. To this day, I think about her, and I think if it wouldn't have been for Eileen, I don't know how my life would have turned. You know, she gave me so many opportunities, and she did a model kind of camp. I do New York City boot camp, Marsha Dawes Way, but years ago, she would take groups of wannabe models, male and female, to New York City. She was really good friends with Eileen Ford. And Eileen Ford was, an icon. Friends with the Kennedys and, you know, just all the big blue bloods of New York City and the industry. So I would go, when I was 19 years old, I started going with Eileen as a chaperone. So all these kids are like my age and I'm the boss, and Eileen would go to bed. She was like in her 60s or 50s, and she would have us a limousine and we'd be dropped off at like Studio 54. And she's just like, back in that day, it's just make sure they get home safely.
Putting the fox in charge of the hen house. Is that what this
Absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. And you are. Exactly what it was.
So Marcia Dahl, who is not only the modeling maven for Tallahassee, in fact, is a fox. How about that?
Oh, wow. Okay,
there
I'll
we
take
go.
That one.
So, folks, we have a great opportunity to find out how this young lady has spent her career right here from our own Tallahassee, representing folks all around the country and around the world in this very high, it seems to be very high demand sort of business, high pressure, I guess I want to say, high paced,
both,
whatever.
All of it.
We're going to find out more as we continue here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, Saturday morning at 93.3, our home station. By the way, if you've not been to our website, let me remind you once again, TallahasseeTalks.com is there for you. So there's lots of things happening for you there at the site, TallahasseeTalks.com. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Witten Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Witten Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Witten's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Witten is known for taking care of business. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Marcia Dahl, Marcia Dahl Models, and for her many years of having represented other folks herself. Had a career in modeling. Are you still modeling? Are you still out there doing?
I love you, Brian.
Walking the runway.
Oh, I love
Look,
you.
I know how to play this game. Okay, so just
I tell
stop.
You. You do. You know, I do charity events. Of course, I strut the runway. I literally model probably 189,000 miles a year training on the runway. So I strut it myself.
So that's really your business. It's not just the representation, but you provide all of this training. You call it what, a boot camp?
New York City boot camp with Marcia Dahl. Three nights, 4 days, and my kids get to meet with casting directors, managers, agents, movie producers, people I've worked with for years in the industry. And they go through my training in New York City, which is boot camp, baby. It's boot camp.
Wow.
Yeah, they have to keep up with me. Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, and if I'm listening to this show and I myself have an interest in a modeling career, mm-hmm. or maybe someone I know, maybe a family member has an interest, mm-hmm. should they then just like email you and
email
say,
me?
Okay.
Absolutely. 5 years old up to, you know, 25 years old. It's, you know, that age range. I do a parent-child boot camp where the parent comes with the child.
Neat.
And then I do 14 years old and up where it's just the teens. I mean, the parents, of course, can come to New York City
sure.
and get their own room. But they're with my yeah. group at the Paramount. And, you know, they get an experience of a lifetime. Someone takes them under their wing. They leave New York City. I mean, we do it all, Brian. You have no idea. I have limousines for these kids, Broadway shows, meeting with people they would never get to meet in a million years if it wasn't for me opening the doors for them.
Yeah.
And Danielle Ballou. Danielle's one of the most famous chefs in the world, and he ended up being a friend of mine, and I love him. So we pull up in the limousine, and there's Danielle's staff, and they put on this huge dessert presentation for me and my girls. And, you know, dinner starts about $200 a plate at Danielle's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they get the true New York experience. They're on the streets, huffing and puffing and running from one appointment to another, subways, seeing what it's really like to to be a model actor, wannabe, and trying to make it in the city. So they get the true experience. Then at night, I swallow them a little bit and do Marcia Dahl style in the limos. And we go to the high-end restaurants. And
wow. So even though you walk the walk, I mean, you're in this high-octane lifestyle, you have these sort of humble beginnings in Perry, Florida, and a graduate of Florida State University and such. It seems to me that you don't, you haven't forgotten that. You
no,
seem to have
I'm a hometown girl.
Stayed in touch with your roots, I guess.
I think, honestly, Brian, that is really my success. I think that has been the key to my success. People in my business, especially in New York and Europe, they're fast and they're mean. They can be. They're just, you know, they have to deal with so much every day on a daily basis. And I go blowing through the doors, and here's this. I've got the New York energy. I can hang with every one of them, but I'm sweet and I'm true and I'm believable because I am real. You know, I'm not out there trying to be this something that is really not there. And they people read you. They see that. Communication's everything, especially nonverbal communication. But I go through those doors in New York City. It's like, oh, my God. I'm like, hi, everyone. Kiss, kiss, kiss. With a southern, with a southern accent instead of the French accent. And they just eat it up.
That's amazing.
They really do.
So for those folks that you do work with at that level, are there personalities that you find just impossible to work with? And so in that situation, are you forced into a situation where you've got to make that work, and so you just have to dig deep? Or how does it work? Can you step away and say, I'm just not doing this?
Well, you know, and these last few years, I'm picking and choosing who I associate myself with in business, because been there, done it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even the times that maybe I dealt with difficult clients or other agents in New York that I'm working with, you know what my motto is with that kind of situation is kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
You can break people down in a good way. And I don't mean with kindness. You smile and they just the more rude they are, the nicer I get. So they really stop after a few minutes of conversation. And they realize, you know, I'm a jerk. Wow, I'm a jerk. I need to, lighten up. So, you know, all through my career, I kill my clients with kindness.
That's interesting.
You know, I really do, because I'm not going to snap back. I'm not going to give you the pleasure of saying anything derogatory about me. It's my pride. It's that small town. Everyone knows what you're doing. Everyone's watching you, you know?
And do you draw that from the way in which you were reared? Your family was that way? Your parents were that way with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small town, too.
Right.
Everyone knows what everybody's doing. And when your mother's head of the bridge club and, you know, and we're the merchants downtown and everyone knows.
Don't put on your
family turn
signal because we know where you're going.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, you always. But that was a great lesson, though. Yeah. And I love teaching that my models and actors in New York, you think New York City is, 8-10 million people full of. You know, how will these people ever run into me again? It doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter. New York City is so small in my industry. When you get into elevators or subways, you have no idea who's watching you and who just met you a week before. It happens almost daily. I kid you not, Brian. I see people on the subway. So I tell my models and actors, don't ever talk derogatory about anyone. Keep it positive. Don't say anything negative till you get home and you want to scream at your dog or tell your roommate or your mother or
and
whoever.
Make sure your dog doesn't tell anybody.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're having a wonderful conversation here with Marcia Dahl. Marcia Dahl models for her career has been getting it out there and doing what she can to help others enjoy their careers as models. She herself has done a good deal of modeling over the years. And now has this training program. What is it called? Boot camp?
Marcia Dahl's New York City Boot Camp.
I love that. Okay. Yeah. Folks, stay with me. We're going to learn a lot more about this young lady. And I want to get into talking with you a little bit about the fact that you've been around Tallahassee for as long as you have. Lots of changes going on in this town. And we want to find out from you your perspective on that.
Okay.
Folks, I want to tell you that we're blessed in that we have such wonderful sponsors who make this show possible, and I would be remiss if I did not mention that we have a new sponsor, SS Performance Group. SS Performance Group is an auto service center located over there on Aviation Drive, and they've got an event coming up on Saturday the 12th. which will be a week from today. We're going to do a little Tallahassee Talks tailgate party because that happens to be the day of the spring game that happens at about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. We'll be out there at SS Performance Group from 9 until 2 o'clock, and our good friends Up in Smoke will be loaded up and ready to have all kinds of neat barbecue for you, and it's all free. So come have some free food and get an autographed copy of Osceola Magazine. Ernie Sims will be there autographing for you. You can bring your favorite FSU paraphernalia, your hat or your mug or your mother-in-law, whatever, and he'll autograph it for you. Make sure she's wearing an FSU shirt. And we're going to just have a blast. That's 9 to 2 on Saturday the 12th. SS Performance Group, Tallahassee Talks and Company will be there. Maybe we could even get Marcia Doll Models to show up kind of a little, I don't know, FSU fashion wear show.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, we got to talk. I'll have my people call your people.
You do that, Brian.
We'll work that out. Folks, you're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, having way too much fun here on a Saturday morning. You stay with me.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room, 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back, and we have Marcia Doll in studio with us talking about her career as a model and as a modeling agent and as the proprietor, entrepreneur extraordinaire of Marcia Doll Models and all that she has done to help others who aspire to such things find their way in this otherwise rather... it seems to me sort of a curious profession. I mean, how do you break into something like that? Well, Marcia has broken a number of people in and probably is willing to break whatever she has to just to get you through the door and does this this neat boot camp idea. Your life has been an example to me, I guess, of somebody who and you've talked about this here even this morning, how some of these things just sort of happened to you. And then there have been other things that have happened that weren't as fun, we'll say.
That's true.
So none of us go through life unscathed.
My famous words.
Right?
That's true. It's very true.
So with that, we are encouraged oftentimes by those who face their challenges to do the same, to not run away from the stuff that scares us. I happen to think that you're one of those folks who could give us a lesson or two about facing challenges. You have survived, have you not?
I have survived.
You were a breast cancer survivor?
Twice. Yes. 2007, I came back from my New York City boot camp. I spent the summers in New York City, and I came back, and I had... found a lump a year before and immediately went to the doctors and everybody said, oh, it's fine. They did ultrasounds. They did all this. They said, you know, it looks good. You're okay. A year later, I get back from New York City and I see on my calendar that I have a follow-up, you know, a yearly follow-up with it. And, you know, without going into so much detail, but I found it and I insisted it come out and it was cancer. Yes, I was shocked. My whole world just crumbled. My son was in the sixth grade. I had a daughter graduating from high school, but I had just gotten home from New York, so that part of my career was good. And at the same time, the economy tanked in 2007, the fall of 2007, which for me, I try to look at the bright side of things. It was a blessing for me. It was a total blessing. I'm such a control freak. I take advantage of every situation. I work, 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 and because I had breast cancer, I couldn't work anymore. It was done. And I was thinking, how can I make my clients happy? What am I going to do to my clients? Marsha asked, I need to be there. I need to be on top of things. Well, you know what? My company kept running and the economy tanked. So I'd say 90% of the clients were gone. It was perfect. It was vacation. It's like, okay, I can deal with my cancer now. So I went through the cancer for 5 months, and I was so incredibly lucky to have not had to go through chemo. It had not spread. I was thrilled. And literally, I'm in the shower about 5 months after the first diagnosis and the first mastectomy, and I was like, oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you for getting me through this. And what did I do? I found another lump. Went back, and this one had spread, and it was a very, very aggressive cancer. So I went through chemo. I went through 2 years of treatment. And through that time, I spent, Brian,
so this is now 2008, 2009, mm-hmm. somewhere
yep,
in there?
Exactly. And then my treatments were over, I think, the end of 2009. So I went through about 2 years of, wow, you just can't even believe what's happening. And it was just one bad thing after another. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you. It was from, you know, getting ready for my chemo, putting the port in my chest, and they punctured my lung. I was in the hospital longer with a punctured lung than I was, you know, through all my chemo and everything I went through. My maintenance man, my handyman at the house, he's been with me for 10 years at least. I was, you know, nesting and going through treatment, so I'm looking around the house, and this needs to be fixed. I want you to do this. I'm giving a friend of mine a baby shower, so I had him paint the columns of my front porch. He fell. He did not live.
Oh, my God.
On my front porch. And I'm like, okay, wow. You know, it was just, and it went from one thing after another. I broke my foot in 3 places. I've never had a broken bone in my life. All my neighbors started leaving.
How did you break your foot? Yeah, get away from Marsha. She's bad luck.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of was like that. I mean, to be honest with you.
How did you break your foot?
Well, it was...
you were kicking the dog.
No, I'm nice to my animals. Okay. It was dark, and I was in an unfamiliar place with a bunch of my girlfriends. And
a table
fell on me while I was getting up in the middle of the night. So there you go. But yeah, it was just a snowball of... How can it get any worse? My dad, I go to celebrate in Hawaii after my last treatment. I go to Hawaii. I'm there 9 days. I get a call. My father, who was in his health was fine, had a stroke.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, and I was so close to both of my parents. I lost my mom when I was pregnant with my son. And it was, like I say, Brian, it was one thing after another. But I took that. I sat in the chemo room. I showed people how to walk the runway. Here are these 60, 70, 80-year-old patients getting their chemo. I was the entertainment. Yes, I went home. I cried. Yes, I was sad. Yes, I was scared. But I learned so, so much from that experience. And like you say, no one goes through life unscathed. You're going to have problems with children, health, your parents, whatever it is. You're just not going to get away from it. So, you know, I found that facing my fear head on and sharing my love for people and helping others and taking that energy, my negative pain, and taking it and turning it into positive and sharing my experiences with other people. Brian, you're one of the first that I've sat here really and been interviewed and talked about my breast cancer. So there you go. I think the time has come that enough time has gone by that it's time for me to really reach out. Now, I'm very involved with Breast Cancer, Joanna Francis. I do their shows and I train the models. But I just don't want people to look at me and go, oh, poor Marsha.
Well, you're certainly not feeling sorry for yourself, so why should we?
Right. There you go. I hope not. I hope not because my life has turned out so incredibly fabulous. If this is my last day on earth today, I am the luckiest person on this earth.
See, there you go. There is that spark of gratitude.
Oh, I'm very grateful. I did a lot of reading when I had cancer and when I was going through chemo. I read. I had to read. I had to get lost in positive things and stay positive.
Yeah.
And you can't expect your friends, you know, they don't know what to do. They don't know whether to feel sorry for you, laugh with you, cry with you. But I found my healing in a lot of really good books, from The Secret to The New Earth to all of Oprah's, you know, recommendations for reading that truly helped me through it. And I think that God has a way of, I don't know, it's when something bad happens to you, I think you stop and you see things you didn't see before.
Yeah.
Because of what you're going through. You know, we hear the birds singing, the sun shining, and it's a pretty day and the temperature feels good outside. But when you're going through life or death and you might not make it, it's like those birds sound different. That sunshine shines different. You know, the smell of the flowers, it's getting your hands in the earth. I started planting gardens, and I haven't done that since I was a child. But I tried to, in my mind, think what really used to make me happy. Besides making all this money and traveling the world and doing all this great stuff, what else made me happy? And it was getting my hands dirty in the earth.
Yeah.
And I went back and I did that. Oh, my God, Brian. I was so excited about my okra and my green beans. I can't tell you. Honestly, it was just amazing. So I truly try to help people in everything.
That's amazing, too. that beyond your own interests and your own profession and your own life, you look out and see other folks and want to get involved where they are in them finding things to be grateful for. Huh?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. My business, too, is full of rejection. The most important thing that I teach, Brian, like for wannabe models and actors, I teach confidence. Love yourself. Be nice to yourself. Do positive things. Put yourself around positive people.
Yeah.
Don't let negativity bring you down. Get away from it.
You know, we're like a lot of companies. We have interns that work with us. And I said to one of our interns yesterday, you and I do things to ourselves that we would never do to a friend.
That's right.
We say things to ourselves that we would never say to another person. Why do we do that to ourselves?
It's that little voice in our head. We're so hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
And you can't. You've got to get up every morning, look in the mirror and smile and say, it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
I love myself. I have a lot to contribute, and I'm going to.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here with Marcia Dahl, having a great conversation about life and modeling and survivorship and gratitude and what it means to be a part of a life that is giving back every day. Folks, you stay with me.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. We have Marcia Dahl in studio. And if you just joined us, come on. What's the matter with you? Be not dismayed, because we will make sure that you have the access that you desire when you go to TallahasseeTalks.com. We have all of our shows archived there for you, including today's broadcast. Marcia Dahl, who is just that. She's a doll. She is Marcia, and she's about as real as the rain from my humble perspective. We talk about people who are the real deal. Listen, you're talking to the real deal over here. She... telling us about her survivorship and her more than that. That isn't really what it's about, is it? It's not just about surviving. It's about thriving and moving forward. I wrote on my little Facebook the other day, three keys to health. My pitiful observations, but I said, you know. What did I say? It was really good.
It was good, whatever it was, right?
I don't remember. It was really, really good. Those of you who follow my Facebook, be sure to write that back to me. No, the message was to eat well, to laugh loud, and forgive often.
If you do those three things. I like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, eat well. Mm-hmm. We had Sheila Costigan on earlier who was talking about how much sugar we consume that's killing us. So don't do that. You know,
everything in moderation,
make sure you're getting your antioxidants in there in some fashion. But be sure that you laugh loudly. You know, when you find something that just tickles you, celebrate that. Look for the laughter in little moments, whether it's the natural world about you or maybe some friend who just sends you the goofiest photos you've ever seen in your life. And then, you know, laugh at yourself.
Laugh at yourself.
I do that. I'm constantly laughing at me.
Me too.
Hysterically.
I look at myself and I think, really, Marcia? Oh, wow. Okay.
I love the line that says, laugh and the world will laugh with you.
Yes.
Laugh a little too long and they'll think you're crazy.
Right. That's okay. Crazy's good. Crazy works.
So when you look around the world about you, you find little moments and little remembrances of God's goodness and good people in the world. And, you know, even some of the things that might otherwise have escaped your attention. I happen to know that you have a friend called whose name you have given this name, Louis. The Cardinal.
That's correct.
Tell us about Louis the Cardinal.
Okay, here we go. Brian, you ready? This is a story, and it's a true one. When I was going through cancer, I was standing at my window. Well, first, let me back up. I would spend a lot of time outside as much as I could reading. And my friends would call me on my cell phone. And so I talked a lot outside. And every time I was on the phone, I would look up and this beautiful red cardinal would just be sitting there looking at me. And I would just think, oh, wow, what a beautiful bird. But it just kept on and on and on. So a couple of months go by and I'm just like, this is crazy. Every time I talk, this red bird shows up. So I started feeding it, and then I named it. Well, I'm going to tell you why I named it Louis. My mother's name was Louise.
Ah.
I'm standing at my kitchen window. I am going through cancer. I am crying, having my coffee. I'm looking out the window thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get through this without my mother. I want my mother so bad. And she passed away, you know, many years back when I was pregnant with my son. And I was so sad, and I look up, and I'm just hysterically crying. Not just, you know, little tear. I was hysterical. And I look up, and there's the cardinal right in my face in the window, in the kitchen window, and just looking at me. And I thought, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. And, of course, I quit crying because I was just enthralled. I was just blown away by this beautiful, magnificent bird. And so I just kind of laughed to myself, and I went, that's got to be my mom. Mm. You know, that's got to be my mom. So I told my husband about it. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, so my mom's showing up daily. Like, every time I talk, my mom shows up. And I'm going to name the bird Louise. And he goes, well, honey, I hate to tell you, but the red, red cardinal is a male bird. I said, okay, fine. We're going to name it Louie. And so that's where Louie came from. And it literally became, Louie became part of our family. Like, you have no idea. People would come over and I'd go, oh, do you want to see my bird? And they're like, I didn't know you have a bird, which I do now, an inside bird. But and I would say, sure, I'd come out in the garden, and I would yell, Louie. Louie would fly right up every single time. So that became, oh, my God, Marcia's got this bird named Louie. No joke. It's her mom. So Louie and I just had this great relationship for a couple of years. My dad passed away 2 years ago. I talked to the rabbi the day of my dad's passing. And the rabbi says, you know, Marcia, we'll take care of the arrangement. This is what we're going to do. And he goes, oh. And I'm on the phone with him. And I said, Rabbi, what's going on? He says, the most beautiful cardinal just came to my window. It must be your father. He did not know the Louis story. I about fell out. I went, oh my God, Rabbi. I'm like, is it a red one? Is it a male or a female? And he goes, it's the female. And I go, oh my God, it's my daddy. And I was just, oh my God. So the day of the funeral, we all gather in my kitchen. I have a huge kitchen. There was probably 80-100 people in my kitchen. And the rabbi's lighting the candle for my father by the window, the kitchen window. And I said, Rabbi, do you want to see Louis? And everybody goes, oh my God. And I said, he said, of course. I opened the window and I yelled, Louis, as I do every morning. And it wasn't 2 seconds. Louis was in the window staring at everyone in my kitchen. Everybody burst into tears. It was the most unbelievable thing. And that entire day through you know, dusk that evening, the female version sat by the window the entire day. So now I have Louis and Louis's wife. So I have both of them. But, you know, there's something about that. And on my way here to the radio show, Louis was in the yard, of course, just staring down at me in my car. Louis would even come out sometimes and run down the driveway when I would pull up in my car.
Wow.
I kid you not. And yeah. There's many people that will that will, you know, verify all this. So there's the crazy Louis story. So, you know, maybe it was me appreciating a red bird in my yard and something. Who knows? All I know is it made me really happy, and it still does make me happy.
In fact, and in sharing that story, you've made me very happy.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
I think that for all of us who are listening, and you bring to us this remembrance, this reminder, I should say, that there are people around us who we may not see. We know those that we're a part of every day, those family and friends that are part of our lives every day.
That's right.
There are a lot of other folks watching too. And as we embrace that truth and that reality, it seems to me we are reminded that we're not alone. Certainly your testimony is you're not alone.
No, you're not. And it's just recognizing and paying attention. Look around you. Look at people. Look at the animals. Look at, you know, the trees and the weather and, your surroundings.
Personal triumph, and those that she continues to represent are blessed as a result. And
I have to say, you're just an awesome guy. Anybody has an opportunity to come and sit and talk to you. What a true treasure you are. You've got a sweet soul. Sweet soul, people.
Well, don't let that get around. Because, you know, that's how I keep people at bay.
You have an image. I'm sorry.
You know that I'm not as easy as I may look, right?
No. We'll get the PR team on it.
So, folks, that's what we have for you today. We're so glad that we've had Marcia Dahl with us. Marcia, thank you for your kindness.
My pleasure, Brian. It was just a pleasure to be here with you.
We'll be looking for you folks next week right here, 93.3 FM on a Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. It's what Tallahassee is talking about. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.